have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Lady Michelle Austin. I know what you've been through, you've been through. Don't think that it's only you. Take back your life, pick your head up, get up, take back your life, and come and talk to me. Speak your peace, speak your peace, speak your peace, come and talk to me. Speak your peace, speak your peace,
out loud,
speak your peace, come and talk to me. Speak your peace, speak your peace,
out your mouth,
hey, speak your peace, come and talk to me. I know that you're in pain. You gotta love yourself enough to make the change. Yeah. Speak into your atmosphere. Yeah. And take away the power of your fear. Pick your head up. Get up. It's only right. Take back your life, pick your head up, get up, take back your life, and come and talk to me. Speak your peace, speak your peace, speak your peace, come and talk to me. Speak your peace, speak your peace,
out loud,
speak your peace, come and talk to me. Speak your peace, speak your peace,
out your mouth,
hey, speak your peace, come and talk to me.
Hello, Thriving Nation. How's everybody tonight? Yes, 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 yes. I'm so happy to be here again with all of you. And I want to welcome you all to our virtual safe zone. And you're listening to Speak Your Peace with Lady Michelle. And, of course, I am your host, Lady Michelle. So, again, welcome, welcome, welcome. And I want to just, you know, always start off by letting you guys know that our platform is centered around education of domestic violence, toxic relationships. We talk about the different forms of trauma here. We talk about self-love, finding your voice. And, you know, these are just to name a few things because we really get into a lot of things over here, right? And Speak Your Peace with Lady Michelle, it was definitely designed with each one of you in mind. And when we designed this show, we wanted it to enlighten you, to educate you, to inspire, and definitely to empower, right? Now, y'all know I got to do my weekly disclaimer. You know, we got to make sure because you could have somebody new listening and, you know, they might not know this stuff. Oh. Content of this podcast is intended for general information purposes only and is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional mental health, for trauma advice, or any therapy sessions. You got that? Okay. And you must never, ever, ever, ever disregard or delay seeking professional treatment based upon any content that you get off of this podcast, all right? We want you bold letters here, we want you to promptly consult your physician or call 911 if you believe that you are having any medical emergency. All right, got that out the way. Whew. Okay, that was a mouthful, but I got to get it out there, right? Now, I want to start off by saying tonight, during the last 2 years, you know, we were in a pandemic, still kind of, you know, going through some things. But during that time, many of us, we felt very thoughtful about our lives, right? And what was meaningful to us and what was important to us. And if you're like me and my guest today, you know, you probably have been thinking about ways to create a more fulfilling life, right? Especially in those areas that bring you the greatest satisfaction, right? I know that's how I've been. And I kind of believe that that's what my guest has been doing as well. And so one of my goals on this particular podcast is to help my listeners to create a more, you know, an integrated and deeply satisfying life, right? And to live it as a whole person. And so while we definitely have talked about many topics on this show that relate to trauma, I want to also be able to share tips and techniques to help you create a more balance in your life, right? And really show up as a whole person. And so with that in mind, sometimes trying to figure that thing out, we need to reevaluate how our lives going. We need to reevaluate, you know, what these things can feel like, what we are really thriving. And sometimes that thing could be, you know, a little difficult, right? It's not always easy, especially what we have been going through. And sometimes when we figure out these areas of our lives, the ones that we really need to do some work on, so that we can, you know, definitely be more fulfilled, it can be difficult to know how to do this and how to really reinvent ourselves, right? So, but I got you. In our episode today, I'm excited to share. We're going to share some tips. We're going to share some techniques. We're going to share a little bit of stuff to help you figure it out. We're going to get you up there. We're going to get your life to a place, you know, you might have to tweak it a little bit. Of course, because everything is not a fit for everyone, right? But we got a few things here we're going to talk about here and some things that can help you reach, you know, your personal goals and to grow and to develop. And ultimately, guess what? You know what it's all about over here? It's all about feeling like you're thriving in every area of your life, because that's what we are over here. We're thrivers. You all are the Thriver Nation. So we know we got to deal with that. We got to talk about some things that's going to help us do that. And who better to do that with me tonight? Whew, I know I was talking a lot, but I'm coming to it now. My beautiful guest that I have here tonight, she is beautiful both inside and outside. I truly love this woman. I, from the first day that I met her, that I spoke with her on the phone, and then to meet her in person, we have been connected ever since, and I simply adore her and everything that she stands for. She is the same person all the way around. You know, you meet some people, they're one way when you talk to them, and then another way when you see them. No, that's not this person right here. So I want to introduce to you all a young lady. She is the host of Triumph of Trauma podcast. She is the owner of Studio E Boutique. She works to spread awareness of childhood trauma and all of its effects. Additionally, she promotes healthy self-esteem. We love that, right? So healthy self-esteem by providing fashion and beauty content as well as biblical inspiration. She saved y'all, girl. She know the Lord, too. We love that. Help me, Thriver Nation. Welcome, Miss Eve. Hey, Miss Eve.
Hey, hello.
How you doing? You all right in this heat?
I'm making it. As long as the AC, I'll be all right.
That's right. I got me some nice ice cold water here. Normally I drink tea. I am a tea person. Mm-hmm. But I think if I try to drink some hot tea today, my body might combust. So I have my cold water. But thank you for joining us tonight. You bring so much information with you concerning trauma and how to triumph over it. And that's the beauty part of it. But today we're going to talk about something a little bit different with trauma, okay? So I'm going to kind of set the stage and then you go there. I'm going to ask you to tell my Thriver Nation a little bit about yourself. And then we're going to get into some wellness and recovery. Y'all keep that in mind. We're going to come back to that. But we want Miss Eve to tell us a little bit about herself, like what made you even get into, you know, disclosing about trauma and talking about it. Like, just give us a little 411 about you.
All right. Well, like Lady Michelle said, I am the host of Triumph Over Trauma, the podcast, as well as the owner of Studio E Boutique. And the reason why I started to work with trauma and spread the awareness of it is because it's something that is so under-talked about, especially in a lot of our communities. And sometimes we are suffering from past traumas, from trauma wounds, and we're not even aware that we have triggers or that we have not even yet healed. And so I decided to tell my trauma story as a part of my own healing, but also to bring awareness and spread that awareness to others to not only be able to identify, but navigate and recover from traumatic experiences.
Oh, that's awesome. Awesome. You are so right when you say it's under talked about. Like it's so hush-hush childhood trauma that you have so many adults walking around here who are hurt, they're bruised, they're broken, and they're coming from an unhealed place, and they're just, you know, spilling out, bleeding all over people, right?
Right.
Yeah. Oh, we're so great about that. We're so happy that we have someone like yourself, myself, some others that we know. We talk about this. We help people through this to get through the childhood trauma portion of it, and to become a whole person, right? So, and all of that, tonight you and I decided that we wanted to talk about wellness and recovery. It's really all about recovering from it, right? And so there's a portion of it that you and I came up with it, and it's a little, has some controversy to it. but there are some major, major benefits to what we're going to talk about today, which is yoga. Yoga, I know. Whew, a lot of Christians are like cringing right now. They're about to fall out, but y'all stay with us now here because we are both two people who love, 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 love the Lord. We are blood-washed individuals. However, that's not what we're talking about today. We are not talking about going into chakras, and we're not talking about, you know, doing things that are against what we have been taught and what as believers. But what we are talking about is doing something that will help you to get through some parts of trauma, some things that will help you in your healing. So, Miss E, talk a little bit about that, because you have something that you were diagnosed with that caused you to start doing this yoga because your therapist suggested, right? So tell me a little bit about that, because there are many people who don't even know what that is called, what you're getting ready to tell them, right? I don't want to say it. I want you to say it.
Right. So because of my trauma, I was actually spanned the majority of my childhood. I was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder. In fact, it's considered complex post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD. And because of that, I suffered from anxiety and depression, a little bit of dissociation, and was really emotionally not well, and in some areas mentally as well, because of the suppressed trauma that I endured. And as Michelle said, one of the suggestions of my therapist, because I said I didn't really want to be on medicine. I didn't really feel that God was leading me that way, but I wanted the ability to be able to reconnect with myself. And one of the things that my therapist suggested was yoga. And my first response was like, yeah, I don't know. You know, I'm safe. And, I'm not going to have, any spirits. Or I had a misunderstanding about what yoga was. And so I started to do my own research and found that not only is yoga one of the number one tools for people who have had a traumatic past, not only is it one of the number one healing tools, but it is an effective tool in ways of calming your body down, of centering your mind, regaining your focus and your strength when you've gone through traumatic events. And so it is quite medicinal. It's actually helping me a lot. So, keep an open mind toward it. There are various types of yoga. Some do involve, like Lady Michelle said, chakras and chanting and things. But overall, yoga is the ability, it's a practice, the ability to practice self-care and oneness with your mind, body, and soul. And little do you know, you do that every day. When you meditate on the Word of God, when you pray, when you sit in His presence, you are actually practicing those same things.
I love it. I love what you said, the healing portion of it. That is so important. When you have dealt with trauma, being able to sit with yourself. Because now when we've gone through trauma, especially those who have gone through the trauma of domestic violence, there are all different types of trauma. But those who have gone through domestic violence and child abuse and things like that, which is what you and I work with and we have experienced ourselves. But you don't really like yourself that much because you think it was your fault. You self-blame. You do a lot of things. You've had someone who to tell you that you weren't important, you weren't anything. So there's been some rejection issues, some abandonment, all those different things, right? Some mishandling and things. So when you're able to sit with yourself and do this mindfulness and really get engaged in the yoga piece of it too, you're doing some different positions, you're getting connected with your mind, your body, and your soul. When you're doing that, it makes you feel so much better. It does help you heal. It does help you grow. It takes away the anxiety. It helps with the depression, all of those different things. And believe it or not, people don't realize it helps with your health, like people with diabetes. You start to get into a whole nother level now. People, it can help with those who have not help with it, but help to about the Alzheimer's. I read something about Alzheimer's. I'm kind of getting ahead of myself now, but it really is good for your health as well. And so I love that you talked about the mindfulness piece of it, and that is an amazing part. And people have to have an open mind and to really understand that this is when you're healing from trauma, it's a process. And so you have to go through different things and you have to try different things that are going to work for you, right?
That's right.
Awesome. I even know like a lot of companies, my corporation that I work for is one of them, but I know a lot of companies that are doing it. They have yoga at the job. Like we have an actual gym. And so you can go to the gym at different times of the day. So you set your schedule to do it because you want to take your lunch or whatever time you want to do it. They have different classes. They have some yoga classes on the schedule. We even have like a mindfulness class, so you can take the time out the day to really go, kind of calm yourself. It really helps you. And so then you become even a more productive person at work, right?
That's correct.
So these are great things that yoga can do. So let's talk about some of the myths. Want to talk about some of the myths that we have out here? Well, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I just wanted to say one other thing in regards to yoga and how it is helping or helps through trauma. One of the things that you may not be aware of, or I'm sure you are aware of, Lady Michelle, is that trauma gets trapped in your body and, more importantly, in your mind. And there would be periods where I would find that my breathing was shallow and my jaw would be clenched and the tension would just be in my shoulders and in my neck, just all throughout my body, just holding on to that trauma and that tension in my body. And even the practice, with the practice of yoga, with the deep breathing and learning how to take cleansing breath and to release by my body and my lungs, and all of that is literally helping to let the stress out. You know what I mean? It's helping to release myself from the trauma and to release the trauma out of my body and mind and spirit so that I can be clear-headed, so that I can be level-headed and be at one. It's all about bringing yourself back home to you. So that's another thing I just wanted to add to the benefits of it.
That was good. That was good. Now, let me tell you something. That's good. I'm glad you brought that up because I have suffered for years from, now I just lost the word. They call it lockjaw, but that's not what the medical term is. It's going to come back to me. When my teeth clench down while I'm sleeping and
grinding?
The grinding of the teeth, but there's a medical term for it. I don't know why I can't think of it right now because I've had it for years. Well, it's going to come back to me, and I'm just going to holler it out in the middle of the podcast, right? But I have suffered from that for years, going through this trauma, and it would be so to the point where, you know, anyone who's in home with me, they would be throwing shoes at me. They're pushing me out the bed there because the grinding is board, like chalk on the chalkboard or nails on the chalkboard. I didn't know growing up and even in my adult years, because at that time I hadn't gone through therapy yet, and I didn't know that that really had a lot to do with all of the things that I experienced in my life.
Right,
and I would be so stressed out. And so anything that would trigger me through the day when I went to sleep, that's how it came out. So you are so right in this. And so, and I would try to get into yoga, and then I would let people talk me out of it because they're like, oh, you know, and you can't mess with them chakras, and you can't do this, and you can't do that. And so I wouldn't really get into it the way I would like to get into it. But my mind is open now, and I'm telling you, in a way where you have to just be mindful of what you're doing, how you're doing it, you know, how far you can go, what you can do, what's good for you. Take out the, I think the old season saints used to say, eat the meat, spit out the bones. You know, every piece of it is not for you, but the parts that you can do, you do it, right? That's going to help you. And so that's what, even studying this for this night to talk about it, opened up my mind a little bit more to some of the things that, you know, the benefits of it, the fun facts about it. No one talks about that. People always talk about the, you know, those who are opposed, they talk about the bad parts. But there are some benefits. There are some great benefits.
Absolutely. There absolutely are.
So let's talk about, let's dive into that a little bit. So I found that according to a Norwegian study, they looked at the health benefits of yoga, right, in relation to the immune system. And it shows that yoga boosts your immune system. It encouraged the circulation of your immune cells, right? That's a good thing. taking yoga classes twice a week can help to ease depression. And these are all studies that I looked at, right? Because it's helping you with your deep breathing. It's helping you, which we know that when you go to therapy, right, therapists teach us about breathing. They teach us about the importance of taking those deep breaths. And so I find that even when I was looking into this, that yoga helps you with discipline, which a lot of us are not disciplined, right? So this is going to help you. This is going to help you with that. So I love that. And again, you talked about this part, but you talked about the anxiety piece and
right.
how it really, really, really helps you. It helps you with that. You were dealing with a lot of anxiety from what you went through, and this has been able to help you. The yoga has been able to help you. Now, how are you actively doing yoga right now, or do you do it sometimes and, you know, you miss a few weeks or so?
So I have made the promise to myself to actively practice. Now, that means some days I go to the actual health and wellness studio, and sometimes I just do it right in my home. And so whatever works for my schedule, but I'm made the promise to myself to practice, just as I would if I were prescribed medicine, just as I would be regimented to that daily dosage. I'm going to be regimented to my health and wellness by practicing and learning, again, you know, to practice those deep breathing, those exercises, mm-hmm. stretches, things that I know that center me and calm me down. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I love that. I love that. I'm going to be in on that with you. I won't be at the place with you, but I will make and we can hold each other accountable to make sure that I do some things. I work from home, so I'm at the house a lot. So, you know, I can do some things during my break time. I can do some things,
right.
You know, during lunch and things like that. So that would be really good, too, because I need that as well. Because when I tell you, when I looked at another benefit, oh, this one knocked me off. Oh, my seat right here, because I need this one. Yoga benefits individuals who suffer from lower back pain. That is me, girl. This lower back, I don't know what it be doing, but I'm telling you, it acts like it don't want to belong to my body. It doesn't want to cooperate sometimes. And I we go through a lot of back and forth with each other. And so I'm going to be trying this out so that I can improve that. And this is the part that I was trying to get to, and I think I had kind of got a little bit ahead of myself, and I was talking about it says that yoga can delay the onset of Alzheimer's disease. And this came from, this was research that was funded by the Alzheimer's Research and Prevention Foundation. And they found that yoga combined with meditation could delay cognitive impairment, typically the first indicator of the development of Alzheimer's disease. So that is a really, really, really good thing to know. And it really will take us back to the meditation piece of it.
Right.
And, yeah, so, like, what do you do for your meditation? How do you get into your meditation piece of it?
So the first thing I do is quiet myself down. I find a place either on my yoga mat or in my prayer closet, and I just make sure there's no noise or anything around me. I just put my phone on silent, and I sit there. Now, when you first sit there, there's going to be all types of things going in your mind. Did I lock the door? Did I put the food away? You know, did I pack lunch? All of these things are going to go back and forth in your mind. So it's important not to be critical of yourself when, you know, all these things are going on in your mind, because that's just a natural process of decompressing from your day. So the first thing I do is to be still. I let my mind do whatever it's going to do, and eventually you'll feel yourself come back to yourself. And when you're there, you just allow yourself to sit with yourself, just as you would as you're about to, you know, pray. Again, if you're saved and you have a prayer life, you know that there is a process as you're entering into the presence of God. And so you just allow yourself to come to that place of stillness and quietness. And it's the same practice. You're just allowing yourself to come to that place of stillness and quietness. And you can literally feel it. You feel when you are one with yourself. You feel when the Holy Spirit is there with you. But there's that peace. There's that quietness and stillness. And I might start meditating either on a scripture that I, you know, studied earlier, or the last time I spent with God, where he spoke to me then. Or sometimes there might be some low music in the back around, maybe some worship music, or sometimes even instrumental where there's no words, because the words can also cause you to be distracted as well. And so I'm just allowing myself to be one in that moment. And I'm meditating. And, you know, things will come up in your spirit and in your heart where you just allow them to pass. And it brings you into a practice of stillness and mindfulness.
I love it. I love that. Oh, my goodness. See, being around you is really going to help me because I'm that person that I'm thinking about a thousand things and, wait a minute, I got to set this meeting up and I got to, oh, my goodness, did I type that paper? So I need help with getting more quiet. And I like when you said you know, you can meditate, of course, on the scripture that you may have, you know, read earlier or talked about. And also, let me get my words together. Also, some affirmations. I know you also talked about having some inspirational music in the background, having something that is just really no words and some quiet music.
Mm-hmm.
And we can begin to tell ourselves some inspirational things, some affirming things. Again, because you're saying we're coming into ourselves, we're being present with ourselves, we're learning how to listen to our heartbeat, take that moment out of the day. And I found this to be so very important going through this pandemic. And this, to me, is a part of self-care, doing this yoga and doing the mindfulness and having that quiet time and doing some exercise. You know, I found it to be so very important during this pandemic, because before that I was always on the go. I was always doing 50 million things. I was in every group, every, you know, organization. I had this place to be at this time and to go across the city and be at this place. So this really helped me to get more centered and to begin to sit with Michelle, you know, and know who Michelle is and really learn who she was, and to sometimes just say no and, okay, this is my day for just me to just relax and just, you know, listen to my heartbeat. I don't know what other way to put it, but just listen to your own heartbeat and to your breathing techniques.
It's communion with yourself before you can commune with anyone else. Even before you can commune with God, you have to be at one with yourself, because you'll be either rushing through your prayer or distracted. So there's an importance of coming home to yourself and being one, and like you said, regulating your breathing and just being centered in your thoughts and in your intention, you know, before you even say or do anything. You know what I mean?
Right. And I love that, because that's that grounding. That's that bringing that balance into your everyday life, right? Which is what we need. we have to just calm down, and this helps us. And then this also helps. I know I'm just going to speak for me, but I know I'm speaking for so many who are listening, that it helps with stretching. It helps with getting your body into, you know, to be more flexible, because right now I am not. And I tell you, just going up a flight of stairs, I feel like... Can somebody meet me at the top with a defibrillator? And I, listen, and say the words clear and hit me charge, right? Because, but, you know, the legs be feeling some type of way and the heart is beating fast and all kinds of things. But yoga, I believe, really will help even with that. I know I read somewhere where it does help with the flexibility. It helps you.
Damn.
The major thing, girl, it said that it helped you lose weight. Right there, they had me. Because I need to lose some of this COVID weight. I tell you, I call it my COVID fat right here.
Well, that's all of it. But it certainly does help you to tone up. like you said, you're stressing, especially if you have a job where you're sedentary, you're sitting down all day, or you don't necessarily have to move, yoga is definitely going to be good for that, because you're stretching muscles that, you know, are somewhat asleep because you're not moving them. You know what I mean? You're not using them. And so that's even good to just get that that blood flowing through your body. So that you said you could become flexible so that your bones are not rigid, your muscles are not tight. You know what I mean? Being able to take a flight of stairs or two if you need to and not be winded and not, you know, be sore the next day. You know, it's definitely just a way to do life. I look at yoga as a way of life. Like, it's a necessity at this point because there's so many instances in which you need to be right before you go into that board meeting, you need to calm down. You know what I mean? Or, you know, you're going to maybe have the grandkids this weekend. Okay, let me do some stretching because they're going to be running around. You know what I mean? So things like that, you can literally incorporate it into your everyday life.
Absolutely. I love this. This is some great information. Thriving Nation, I'm telling you, I told y'all we're going to talk about everything on this show. We're going to help y'all become one with yourself and just be thriving all the way. Okay, we are not going to get you stuck on one thing here, but I'm telling you, we are giving you everything, all the nuggets that you need. I love the fact that mindfulness and yoga really, you know, they go together. They help one another. They support one another. They enhance one another, you know. And so when we talk about the mindfulness, when we talk about, that quieting of the mind, and this gives you, of course, and you've said it over again here tonight, gives you a deeper connection to just understanding who you are. And that's so exactly. Very important.
Exactly. It is.
Hello?
I mean, yes, I'm here.
Can
you hear
me? Yes, I kind of cut you off. I'm so sorry. I get excited.
Oh, no, no worries. I was just agreeing with you. It just, like I said, it gives you that connection with yourself. And it actually is a confidence booster as well, because you can feel like, I feel good today. I'm with myself. I'm at peace. I'm calm. You know, it's a checks and balance type of thing. So, yeah, I totally agree.
Yes. Now, I got to tell you, one time I was doing it at work one time. I hope nobody's listening to this for my job, right? But I was doing it at work, and this was in the beginning. You know, again, remember I told you now, I was all over the place. I was doing 50 million things. So that quiet time for me, girl, I fell asleep. Fell right out the doggone chair. Because I was so used to moving around that quiet time for me, my body said, hey, we're not used to this. We are going to sleep.
Right. Well, that's one thing is it will calm you down.
Yes, and it was so peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wow, okay. Whew. So I'm telling y'all now, the first couple of times y'all will have to get used to it, because until your body can really, you know, get there. So you might not want to have the soft music in the background. For me, that was all I needed. It was like lights out. Oh, and by the way, they did have the lights out. So maybe you might want to have your lights on.
Oh, my goodness.
But it was down, like, really low. It was really creating an atmosphere. Yeah, the ambiance that, honey, it was too much for me. But it's a good thing, again, like I said, when we have that time, though, how great is it when your employees can do that and they really, really, really become a more productive, you know, it improves the productivity. It takes away from the number of sick days that your employees are going to have, right? Because you're getting your health together.
Right.
They're reducing the back problems. They're reducing the stress and the anxieties. And so there's, you know, no need to call out of work, you know, all of those things. So, again, the benefits of it. I want everybody to really open your minds. You know, but sometimes we have everything in a box. You know, we have religion in a box. And we have to get out of that, and we have to explore other things in life, you know, even as far as therapy. So we're learning all these things because we went to a therapist, right? The therapist told us that these things would be, they made suggestions, right? But even going to the therapist, you know, there's some, you know, that in the body of Christ, they don't believe in therapy. And oftentimes, and I often say this, people of color, the African-American community, a lot of people talk down about therapy. And so going there, you're finding out all of these wonderful things that will help you through to get better from the trauma that happened. It happened. That bad thing happened. We cannot change that story. However, we can change the narrative. We can change how we go from here. We can change the way we move on from here. And if yoga is a piece that is going to make you a better person, if yoga is a piece that is going to make you, it's going to take away the PTSD, or it's going to help you to manage these things in your life, if it's going to help you, you know, with your stressors, then I say do it. And I say, you know, get in there and try it.
Absolutely.
That's my spill.
Yeah, absolutely. You have to look at it like a toolbox. And yoga is just one of the tools. Prayer is just one of the tools. Therapy is just one of the tools. And you have to know which tools work for you. And this is working for me. You know what I mean? But it's all about the tools that you use, different tools for different jobs, you know what I mean? But collectively, they get the job done.
That trauma toolbox is wonderful. I love it. I'm always adding stuff to my trauma toolbox. I'm telling you, it helps me get through the day. It helps me get through the week. People say to me, oh, you're so happy all the time, or you're so joyful, or you're so, you know, why are you always smiling and things like that? Yeah, I have something I pulled out of my trauma toolbox because it's not me. It's the things that I have been offered, the things that have been given to me to help me through these times and the joy that God has given me, and he has allowed me to come in contact with these different things that I put into this box, this toolbox, right? I love it. So before that, I didn't know any about any of these things. I did not know any of these things existed. And so I was just walking around just this bruised and broken person, again, who was bleeding on other people and just really, not in a good space. And so I was wearing a mask all the time that made people think I was in a good space. Now I can take the mask off. I mean, well, you know, we got another mask on now for COVID. But now I can take that mask off, and I can be an authentic person who says, hey, listen, I have these good days and I have these bad days, and this is something that really helps me to stay on a really good path. You know, I've got God. I've got, you know, I've got my therapist. I have my, you know, I got a life coach over here. I got a womb therapist. I got a couple of things now that I have in my toolbox. And then I have this, you know, I can now put this yoga in there. I can put this meditation. We already had meditation and prayer. But these things, I can add them together and really be thriving and really be on a wellness road to recovery. I love it. You love it? When you think about it, you have the 12 steps for, you know, addicts when they go through their recovery program, right? They have those 12 steps that they go through, right? So that's what we have to go through is trauma. We got to have our 12 steps as well. So I have been yapping the whole time. I'm going to give you an opportunity because, you know, we're looking at the clock, and, of course, we are getting down to the nitty-gritty. But I want you to be able to share with the audience. You have shared so many wonderful things about mindfulness that and how it's worked for you and how the yoga has worked for you as well and, you know, how you are triumphing over trauma. And one of the other pieces that you do is, of course, you have your own podcast and you also have your boutique. I want you to tell the Thriver Nation a little bit about your podcast, how they can stay connected with you, you know, through social media. You're all over the place. You have TikTok. You have all kinds of things. You know, just tell them how they can connect with you and stay connected and to be able to have another portion of someone who is triumphing over trauma, and they can also put that in their toolbox as well.
Absolutely. So, again, if you want to add me to your toolbox, then you can follow me on all of my socials, which is Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. I am Miss Eve. That's M-S-E-V-E on all of my platforms. Additionally, if you're looking to be a subscriber of the podcast, I am on just about every platform, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Stitcher, and more recently, YouTube as well. And so if you have an Android, an iPhone, a computer, a laptop, MacBook, you can pull me up on any of those platforms. And my boutique, which is Studio E Boutique, you can also find the links to those to the online store either on my Facebook page, either Miss Eve or Studio E Boutique, or on Instagram, same handle, Studio E Boutique. So either way, either through my pages, my personal pages, Miss Eve, or Studio E Boutique page, you can find the link to the online store. And I'm finding that one of the reasons why I opened the boutique is because as I was having these conversations with different women who had been through traumatic experiences like myself and domestic violence, like Lady Michelle advocates for, I was finding that we needed to have a place where we could repair our self-esteem, where we could repair our confidence. And I often, you know, got complimented on my dress code and different things. And I just wanted to be able to help women who may not even know, you know, how to put together an outfit again, how to, you know, begin to putting themselves first in the way of fashion and beauty. Of course, not in a vain way, but in a way that promotes healthy self-esteem and healthy confidence. And so that was the reason that I started the boutique, and I'm actually helping so many just find their unique style and also just come to that place of confidence within themselves, just being fashion forward and, you know, just loving yourself as a woman. So definitely if you're looking, you know, to update your wardrobe, then, of course, hit me up. And if you do happen to purchase something on the site, if you use the code TRIUMPH at the checkout, you'll receive a 10% discount.
Oh, look at that. Yeah, you know, I love 10% off, girl. I love me a good discount. Oh, I love it. I love it. And Thriver Nation, you're going to love her pieces. I'm telling you, I ordered some things myself. Let me tell you something. I looked on her site, and I was like, oh, I want this. I want this. I want that. I mean, everything is beautiful. She really knows how to put these outfits together. Y'all know me. Y'all know I love to dress. So if I'm endorsing this, then you know she is good to go. So I would love for you all to make sure that you stay connected to her. Make sure that you contact her for, you know, and listen to the Triumph Over Trauma podcast. Tell us a little bit about that podcast. I know that you started that. What are some of the things that you're doing?
Yeah, so, again, just promoting awareness to childhood trauma, but not only childhood trauma, even trauma that you face as an adult. The biggest issue for me was telling my story, which actually was therapeutic as well, in addition to my therapy and other things that, you know, I'm using to recover and to triumph, is to actually be transparent and tell my story. It's not, you know, trauma work is not easy. It's not always fun, but when you're telling your story and you find that there are others, that you're not alone. There are people who can relate to you and say, oh, I went through that too. And I didn't even realize that was traumatic. Or I didn't realize I was being abused, or I didn't even realize that trauma had that much of an effect on me. You know what I mean? Identifying triggers, you know, why do I act the way I act when I get upset? Why do I feel this way? Why am I suppressing this, you know, emotion? It's all about identifying what areas of your life that you may have experienced a traumatic event and not even be aware of it. Because like Michelle said, especially in the Black community, therapy is taboo and depression is like, you know, just have joy and you'll be okay. But sometimes you need to unpack And sometimes you need to know that there is someone out there who, like I said, have experienced those similar things and is naming it. That's traumatic, you know. Also bringing attention to generational trauma. Sometimes we are traumatized because of what our parents went through and their parents, right? And then sometimes we transfer that trauma onto our children, right? And now they're having issues, behavior issues or learning disabilities, and we don't know that we've created a traumatic environment for them based on the trauma that we're carrying within ourselves. So just speaking to that as a whole and just bringing awareness to it is really the work that I'm about. Because once you, like they say, once you know better, then you can do better.
Awesome. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for doing what you are doing. Thank you for sharing your story with others. We thank you for bringing awareness to this topic that, you know, really a lot of people don't talk about. And so I just want to tell you thank you as well. And I'm sure that others that you are helping, I've seen so many of the comments on your social media pages, and so many people are blessed by just your encouraging words that you say. And again, you're bringing awareness and you're helping others to identify what they've gone through. We all knew that we were going through something bad, or we knew that it just didn't feel good, but how many of us really knew what it was called, or, you know, be able to tag a name with it? I always say, now that I know what it is, prayer life has increased and it has gotten better, because now I can literally ask God to help me with this particular thing. I can call it by name. And so that therapy really helped me in that. So, yeah, thank you so much for it. Do you have any final thoughts for the Thriver Nation?
Be well, and don't be intimidated or afraid to add to your toolbox what you need. Sometimes it's going to cause you to step out of the box and keep an open mind, great tradition, but get to know what it is that you need in order to heal, in order to triumph, in order to speak your peace, in order to be the best version of you. That's what God wants. So don't be afraid to add to your toolbox. Don't be afraid to explore that. And, yeah, be well. Best wishes.
And she's just precious, y'all. I just love her so much. She is just, she's so authentic and just very transparent. I love that about people, you know, in all of the trauma that I've gone through. I know how to spot fake people, right? And so, or people who would try to mishandle you, mislead you. And so I'm so grateful when I meet authentic people and people who are really honest and have integrity and things like that. So I am thankful and grateful for that. So we are getting ready to, we are at the end. It always goes so quickly. I always think, oh, my goodness, will we have enough information for the hour? And it goes so quickly. You look up and you have, you know, 5 minutes left. So one of the things I did want to leave you all with some a few things that I did gather when I was studying more about yoga. And this is something that we can certainly visit again, Eve, because we want to really, I love this. I love this mindfulness piece. I love doing yoga. I love some of the other things that we can help the audience with to help them to get to this space and place of, you know, becoming one with themselves and having that quiet moment and their well-being. So we can visit this some more, too. It doesn't have to stop today, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So really quickly, I wanted to just let you all know, this is another fun fact that I found that, I don't know how fun it is. It was funny to me. But yoga, did you guys know that since it was introduced in the 18th century, right, to America, but it was only for men. Ain't that something? Women were not invited.
Well, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, women weren't invited to 1937. Wow. And now we've taken over the place, right? Isn't that something?
That is absolutely something.
Wow. Yes. I said, well, let me write that down because I thought that was a good one to know. And so I just want you all to remember to remember, listen, yoga is not a religion, y'all. It is, it's a science. It's a part of being, of well-being. It is just, it helps you. It helps you to integrate your mind, body, and soul. You know, again, we just said, just keep an open mind. No, don't go all deep into, you know, getting into all that other stuff that you know it's not going to be good for you. You know how to stop. You know how, okay, these four positions right here help me. These four positions are where I stay. This is what I'm going to do. This is going to help me. I'm going to put my soft music on. I'm going to talk to God. I'm going to sit here and get my mind and my body together, my health. All of those things. Let's focus on that. Another fun fact I'm going to leave y'all with, because I'm going to get out of here, but there are more than 100 styles of yoga. Yoga is over 5,000 years old. In 2016, there were over 52,000 registered yoga teachers. Right? This thing is big. Okay? Yoga is the most commonly used complementary health approach in the USA. So these are just some things. Keep in mind. Let's keep it pushing. Let's do what needs to be done to be thrivers, to get to where we need to be. All right. We're at the end now. Here we go. My final thoughts. Now, y'all know I always, always, always tell you to be kind to one another. You know, we always going to say that, right? And guess what? What do? We take it a step further, and I'm going to say be kind to yourself. Don't ever, ever, ever forget that you are no longer a victim. You are more than a survivor. You are a survivor. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for everyone who has tuned into our show. I want to remind all my thrivers that when you love yourself, you are healed. And when you are healed, you are loved. Y'all make sure y'all go over to our YouTube page, Speak Your Peace with Lady Michelle. The YouTube page is called Lady Michelle Speaks. Y'all make sure y'all go over there, y'all like, y'all share, y'all hit the notification button, all of those things. And before we get out of here, one time for our amazing producer, Kimmy Kim. She is a great producer. We would not be here without her. We thank her so very much. She is the founder of the Elation Family, Elation Radio, Elation Magazine. We have an Ashes to Beauty Clubhouse every Friday night on Clubhouse. Let me tell y'all something. She is doing great things. We thank her and we love her so much. We want to give her a big shout out. Y'all make sure that y'all tune in next week. Y'all know we always have amazing guests on this show, right? So we're going to have another one. But before we go, we want to really thank our beautiful, beautiful Miss Eve. Thank you so much for coming out to be with us tonight.
Absolutely my pleasure.
You're welcome. All right, everybody. That's a wrap. Thank you. I love you all. We're going to get on up out of here. I'll see you next week. Love you. Bye-bye.
Pick your head up, get up, it's only right, take back your life. Pick your head up, get up, take back your life, and come and talk to me. Speak your peace, speak your peace, speak your peace, come and talk to me. Speak your peace, Lady Michelle Hall.